The most important thing in life will always be the people in this room, right here, right now. Salute me, familia.
Salute.
Started out small to a real bond, cause we're brothers first, cause we're been through a lot, but it ain't over. We gon' keep it.
You'll always be with me.
Change the game without even knowing.
And you'll always be my brother.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be there for the last ride. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride. And now you gon' be there for the last ride.
I tell you. Yeah, we came a long way. I see you again.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Friday, March 15th, 2024. I'm Luigi, and this is...
Bo, Deja's Tatas.
Awesome. Hi, Bo. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about the cannibals. Then we'll talk about eighth graders charged after holding mock slave auction. Then for the penultimate thread, nobody wants to work. And for the finale, Canada's never going to recover from disgusting beef. That's the show today.
All right. Something to talk about.
I guess. Barely. We'll start with the... I tried to get Spooky Sober back on the show, or Spooky-tober, whatever, the guy from Instagram.
Yeah.
I sent him messages and tried to get him back on the show, but I don't know, he didn't respond, so it's a little iffy communicating through Discord and whatnot, but whatever, maybe he'll respond.
Okay.
Trying to get him back on there. Trying to get him back.
Get more people on your show, Lou. Make it a network.
I could have if I would have kept that going, but I kind of just... You got to give me 30-minute leeway. Give me 30-minute leeway.
Sloth-like.
Very important. Very sloth-like.
Naps.
Yeah.
Gotta take those into account.
Lots of naps. Yes. They fuck me often. Yes. We'll talk about the cannibals. Governor DeSantis says Florida Fish and Wildlife officers interdicted a vessel with 25 illegal aliens from... Haiti. The boat was reportedly carrying drugs, firearms, and night vision gear, and also apparently eating each other alive.
Well, that's what's going on in Haiti, Lou. Aren't you keeping up with it? Complete chaos.
What is going on in Haiti? What is happening there? I have literally no clue. I only give a fuck about America, so inform me, what is happening?
Okay, in Haiti... A couple of years ago, there was an election and they did not accept the guy who got elected as winning the election. And it has been...
They didn't accept the CIA-induced coup? They didn't accept it?
Yeah, they didn't accept the CIA... Whoever was planted, they didn't accept the CIA plant. And it has been gang warfare ever since. And it has been getting worse and worse and worse. There's no semblance of government of any sort in Haiti right now. The guy running the most of... The guy most in charge right now, his name is Barbecue. Literally, his name is Barbecue. They're cannibals.
Why is he called Barbecue?
Because he eats people. He barbecues them.
He barbecues people?
Yes. Yes.
Inventive and creative.
They eat them. It's complete chaos.
Inventive and creative.
Why aren't there more threads about what's going on in Haiti on 4chan right now? Because there should be dozens and dozens of videos of the barbecue going on right now. Isn't there?
We have awesome threads like Jews That Should Live, All Start, and Goose Bros. We got awesome threads such as those.
Instead of... Check out what niggers are like when there's no white people around making them behave. I mean, seriously, yeah. That's what's going on in Haiti right now. You want to see niggers really going wild? What happens when everything breaks down? It's Haiti.
They're literally eating each other alive.
Yes, literally eating each other. They must have run out of mud cookies.
Where's all the video? I would like more video. They're all niggers, so I guess maybe they don't know how to operate a camera. It's like low IQ
video. No, there's plenty of fucking video. It's just not on 4chan. Hmm. I mean, I've seen some of it because I like to search for shit. Why isn't it on 4chan? It should be.
Odd.
Perfect chance to red pill normies about what niggers are really like.
Yeah, this American says, nice link, dickhead. Yeah, why do people not link shit? Please link. Please, if you're going to fucking make it a Twitter or Reddit thread, please just at least link it as well. Please.
Yeah, link it.
You're going to get banned.
Archive links work. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways to link shit. Why don't people link shit?
Laziness. What are the next thing? Eighth graders charged after holding mock slave auction of black students. Picture is six Massachusetts eighth graders criminally charged for holding mock slave auction of black students on Snapchat. That seems criminal to charge eighth graders for having fun. It seems very fucked up.
That's bullshit. I mean, when I was in high school, we had slave auctions. This isn't even high school. This is eighth graders fucking around. It's not even a real auction. Are they really auctioning off these children?
These are not even teenagers. These are kids fucking around, having fun, just messing, doing shit.
Did any money exchange hands? Some niggers got their feelings hurt, and now some white kids are gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's dumb.
That's what's fucking happening. Niggers can beat white kids half to death, and they're gonna get a slap on the wrist. But if a white kid pretends to sell a nigger on Snapchat now, you're in trouble.
That has to be some Massachusetts law or something that they're trying to charge them with.
This is just bullshit. I don't know what it is. I'm guessing that they made slavery so illegal that doing this is illegal in Massachusetts. I don't know. I think it's bullshit. Kids shouldn't be charged for this. This is bullshit. This is a harmless crime. This is a perfectly harmless prank. This isn't even a prank.
Yeah.
This is kids blowing off steam. This is bullshit. Can't even pretend to sell fucking niggers anymore.
This America says, of course, dumbass with broken phone screen can't figure out how to screenshot. Well, because it's a nigger that took the picture, you idiot. A nigger fucking took a picture of his broken phone so he could fucking tattle on the Massachusetts students, you idiot.
Yeah.
Duh. That's why it's a bad picture, because it's a nigger and he doesn't have any IQ.
Exactly.
This Nazi says, charged with what? I mean, fucking God, being kids, apparently. Too kid-like.
Yeah, being mean.
Yeah. Hurting feelings. Wah. This Costa Rican says, land of the free. I mean, I sure wish it was again. I sure wish we were back to being free and fucking literally not giving a shit about people's safety. Please, I just want to go back to not giving a fuck about people's safety. Smoking indoors, bring it back, man. Bring back smoking indoors, bring back open carry, bring back... I just want all the stuff that's fun and awesome.
Yes,
and
all these... Get rid of the nanny state. Get rid of the fucking nanny state. I don't care if you wear your fucking seatbelt, but cars should be equipped with them. I mean, that's where I fall on that. Should there be a regulation saying that cars should have X number of safety equipment? Okay, but at what point is it too much?
No, I'm at the point now where I'm going full on pushing against it. Yeah, I'm pushing against it completely, like fucking seatbelts, smoking indoors, everything. Just push back against it.
Let's have India. Let's be India. I don't care what your car looks like. Does it run down the street? Good, you can drive.
Fuck requiring people to have insurance. That's dumb. That's a pyramid scheme that's forced on us.
That's a complete scam. It's bullshit.
That's a Jewish pyramid scheme that's forced on us. That's bullshit.
Your car insurance, health insurance.
All of this insurance. The entire Jewish bullshit Ponzi scheme needs to be torn down.
Yeah,
because that's what it is.
Ponzi scheme. You can't do a damn thing without paying a Jew. There isn't a damn thing you can do in this fucking country without paying a Jew.
Not just paying a Jew. You have to pay like four different Jews, four different ways. Oh, I have to pay the insurance guy. Oh, I have to pay the regulation guy. Oh, I have to pay the taxes. Oh, I got to pay the fucking whatever else on it.
Yeah.
Got to get some special tweak to the car so that it falls within regulation. Like, go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah, it's all bullshit. It never fucking ends. Every single place they can throw in something, if they can throw in a Jew somewhere, oh, well, you know, you have to pay this Jew to sign this piece of paper before you can get that permit, just cause.
Yeah.
They do it on everything, on every fucking thing. You can't just pay for your permit. No, you have to pay for the inspection first, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is boom, 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 boom. Before you know it, you can't get into a car and drive it down the road without having a license, insurance. You have to have the car licensed. You have the car insurance. You have to have the driver licensed, the driver insured. And the car needs to be inspected and roadworthy and meet a whole bunch of regulations. And it's just absurd. It really is absurd. If in India, you can quite literally throw together 8 different Whoville vehicles sucks. To make something, have your cow don't haul it down the road, and use, nobody's going use, to do a damn thing.
Don't use India as an example of anything. It's fucking shit Whoville there. Their lack of regulations leads to their electrical wires looking like complete shit. Looking like
looks like complete shit. There's lack of, but that's just it. In a lot of ways, India is freer. And I can
you're right.
point to India
right.
and say, you can get around and have a giant metropolis and big, huge cities without regulating what kind of vehicle people drive. You don't
I
have
agree.
To regulate it.
I agree.
India doesn't, and they've got over 1 billion people.
I agree, but when the wires get OCD, like, let's put a little bit of regulation in there to fix that. Just a little bit of regulation.
I agree with some regulation, but just we've gotten obscene bit. About it. We've gotten obscene about it.
Well, it's a slippery slope, man. You start doing... The thing is, people start doing regulation, like good regulation, but then you start getting like corrupt bullshit regulation. Then you get all this other regulation. They try to trick you. And then it starts getting all this bloated shit on top of what you actually need.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's easy to sell you on what you don't need because you're so used to all this bloated shit. Everyone's used to the bureaucracy. Nobody even sees it anymore. It's like breathing fucking air. And if you say the bureaucracy is bad, people are like, but we need roads, man. You expect us to have roads without the bureaucracy?
You don't need that much bureaucracy for roads, and you only need it for but a moment to make them, really.
Exactly. I can point to examples all around the world where they don't have this obscene bureaucracy, and things get built there.
You want to talk about bureaucracy and fucking government asinine bullshit? They've been doing this road in my area for fucking years, like 3 to 4 years doing this road. And there was this entire section where they had done the cement sidewalk and they had to rip all of it up because they fucked up or something. And they basically did all this work for a year and then they ripped it all up. Wow, great expenditure of our fucking tax dollars. Just what asinine bullshit.
That is bullshit. I got you beat, though. I got you beat, and this will make you laugh.
Okay, go for it.
This might actually make you laugh. So they've got a part of the road here. I mean, they've got this road here. They redo it every few years, okay? A couple years back, they redid this road, and it was supposed to be a 20-year road that they put in. 20-year road.
Oh, man.
Okay.
What a great road.
Oh, dude, here's the really fucked up part. So 2 years later, they had to rip out that 20-year road because they had a problem with the gas line running underneath it.
Oh, my God. That nice 20-year road. Bye.
we paid for the 20-year road because we were tired of the chip seal every 3 years or whatever. No kidding. And this was a big deal in my local election
And you paid to rip it up.
We paid for the 20-year fucking road. And 2 years later, there's a problem with the gas line running underneath it. So they had to rip up
That's
the fucking
asinine.
Road.
That's asinine. That's fucking asinine, man. What the fuck?
So now it's ridiculous.
You would think that everything they put under that road would be so, like, top tier, top notch, put in a fucking cement tube or something so you can access it or some shit.
You would think they would do stuff like that, but,
God.
You know, you're not thinking about the bureaucracy.
That'd be a couple thousand more dollars on top of our fucking $1 million budget. Oh, can't have that.
But they had to save some money somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
It's obscene.
Gotta cut a corner somewhere.
It really is obscene. They cut corners here and there, and it's just enough that it fucks everything. So you can put in a 20-year road, but the gas line go. But there's a problem with the gas line, and now you have to rip up that 20-year road. You can put in this, that, and the other, but they're going to fuck it. It's like, well, it's like that California, the high-speed train in California that's never going to go anywhere because everybody just fucking...
Brands was trying to pin that failed on the fucking Hyperloop. Like, the Hyperloop came out, and that's why that failed. Dude, are you fucking insane? Dude, that is some California problem. That's one of the first times I've heard that. I mean, I've heard that before, but that's like one of the first times I've had someone use that in an argument. It's like, what are you talking about, man?
I was living in California when it was voted on. I voted against it because I thought it was a waste of money then. I voted against that bullshit.
I voted for it.
Because I thought it was a waste of money. I looked at it and I went, this is never...
If they built it, it wouldn't have been a waste of money. If they would have built it, it would have been good.
They've been working on the I-5 in fucking LA.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Start building it. Start building it.
If they had ever finished the I-5, I might have voted for the fucking high-speed rail. But they're never gonna.
I don't care
because it's just
start building it.
Money.
America needs rail, man. America needs more rail. We just do. And the fact that project got
rail, but California's not the place to do it because they're too fucking corrupt. They're never gonna get it done.
They didn't get it done. They took the money and ran. They stole it all.
That's exactly what I said would happen when it came up. It is exactly what I said would happen, and I hate that I was right.
I mean, it is so scummy. Like, they literally took all the money that was for the rail, and it just assimilated back into the government.
Yes.
It is dirty what they did. They just stole taxpayer money from that whole bill. I don't even know how that was legal because it passed twice, maybe even three times. And then they literally just said, oh, we're not doing it. And we're taking all the money.
They did it through legal means. They said, we don't have time, blah, 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 blah. But we have all this money and we have this need. So let's write this little bill. And now we can do this with that money. And that's what they did. The people said, yes.
California has this special thing where they can throw a bunch of money, like money that doesn't get used for some project gets thrown into this pot. There's like a pot in California. It's weird the way the tax money works there.
I know. That's why everybody always uses everything allotted to them every year. I will not dox myself on this, but I know way too much about California's government. California is not a good state, and I knew that money was going to get wasted from the get-go.
Yeah, it's bad.
I would love to see high-speed rail. What would be really nice is to see high-speed rail throughout the Midwest. That where the flyover country, that is where high-speed rail would be the most good.
Coast to coast high speed. Coast to coast high speed.
Yeah.
Coast to coast high speed. It's dumb we don't have it yet. Dude, America, dude, God. How about instead of $300 billion to Ukraine, how about we make a fucking interstate fucking train network? God damn it. Guys, just, there's so many things you could do to make America so much better. And there's so many things we need. And there's spending all the money
America
on another country.
Give a shit about America. The people running America don't give a shit about America. They give a shit about Israel and Ukraine because they're fucking kikes. Or their allegiance is to kikes.
Building up America to be so great right now. We could be having like an interstate fucking network. We could have more. We could just do so much stuff to improve America.
We could be promoting the children who do well in educational. We could be educating our youth and actually educating them to their abilities and what they're able to do instead of holding everyone down to the same level as niggers.
That'd be good.
It's all got to be equal.
Maybe just stop bailing out all these fucking companies that keep failing, like the airline companies. They've been bailed out innumerable times. Just let them fucking fail. Let them crash. Maybe just buy them out and make it a fucking... Make a state-run airline that competes with another airline that would pop up out of somewhere. Like, you need state versus private companies. You need state companies versus private companies.
I agree with that. But the problem is the government makes so much money off of regulating the private companies that they don't want to have a government option instead.
They're lobbied. They're lobbied is because what's going on. That,
well, yeah, but that's just it. It's more profitable for both the government and the
Well, this whole TikTok ban is that. This whole TikTok bill is exactly that. It's nothing but poison pills slipped into this fucking TikTok bill. It's only being pushed through because of lobbyists.
Yes.
It's just people getting what they want because of money, money, money. Money, 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 money. It's not.
Kikes don't like that people were spreading the truth about what's going on in Gaza via TikTok. Therefore, the Kikes want control of this app. That's all it is. They want control of it so that they can shut it down. It's pretty blatant and obvious, and everything is coming to a peak. Everything's coming to a head. They can't keep getting away with it, damn it.
Yeah. Okay, next thread. Nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to work. 3/11/24. I issue blank write-up. He refused to sign it and stated, if I'm going to get a write-up, then do it because I don't even want to see it at this point. He also stated, quote, I'm not doing these duties, so may as well ask someone else to do them, unquote, based. I called my HR to report the absorbance. Wow, that's a word. I don't know if that's the right word there, but okay. I proceeded to walk across this. None of this is good. There should be commas up here, but whatever. I proceeded to walk across the street to blank to send the write-up to HR. As soon as I sat down, he called me to tell me he was sick from all the commotion and needed to leave. I asked him if he could at least stay for half an hour so I could call someone to cover his shift. He said no and left. Paste. I met him outside and he gave me the store keys and told me, you guys really need to get your shit together. Then he took off on his bicycle. That's incredible.
Chad.
The image of him, like, going off on his bicycle after he like, handed the keys to the manager was like, you need to get your shit together later. Like, off on his bicycle.
Fucking dude. Chad. Incredible. Love this guy.
Incredible.
Man, get fucked. Can I buy this guy a pizza?
Get fucking fucked. Hate. I hope they fire him. I hope they fire him and he gets lots of unemployment.
That's what I hope. Yes, I hope he gets lots and lots of unemployment because this this manager idiot doesn't even have proper grammar, doesn't know how to spell.
This is what they're you know, when you scrape the bottom of the barrel for all that diversity, this is what you get right here. This is what you get.
Fuck, man.
It's typed up as well, which is like no fucking excuses, man. It's typed up.
Yeah, this is, wow. Wow.
I don't know. Whenever I see someone talk about quitting or like, I'm going to quit, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. No, man, you have to play it like this. Play like these guys. Like, oh, man, there's so much drama at work today. This is just, you play it by their fucking stupid rules, man. Oh, there's just so much drama at work today. I'm mentally fatigued. I'm going to take a sick day. Bye. Like that. Welcome to the current day of working. Okay. Yes. That's where we're at. If you feel stressed at all, yes, just home. Bye. Sorry, yes. I feel sick. Sorry. Bye. A little too much. Steve bellowing ish. Whatever.
It's just too people-y here today, man. I can't work my shift. Yeah. Walk off in the middle of a fucking shift.
Just leave.
But that's where we're at. It's time to go Galt. I mean, okay, so that's a book nobody's read. But it's just time to abuse the system because that's the only way to get ahead. That's the only way to not get behind. Right now, if you're trying to do what you were taught to do, work hard and be honest and put in a good day's work and all that, you're getting fucked because you're being underpaid, you're losing money.
You shouldn't
every
be doing
year.
That. You shouldn't be, unless it's your family owned business, why are you doing that? Why do you have that respect for this company that would spit on you, that probably has a fucking life insurance plan taken out on you? Because that's how much they value you. Yeah, that's how much they value you, that they'll fucking rake in cash when you die under their watch. That's what it's all about, man.
That is actually a thing. That's stupid thing, but it is a thing. It's Yeah, people just need to go GALT. Abuse the system.
So if that's what they think, if that's what you are to them, be the same back, man. I mean, give it back. It's this stupid boomer mentality of fucking gotta work hard, bootstraps to the grindstone, make a lot of money for your Jewish master. Fucking dumb.
It used to be. Now, my grandparents, when they were young and doing the actual working hard, the people they were working for were other white men. You were working hard for a white man who paid you well and promoted you within your company. You could actually retire well off back then. But people don't understand that we don't have companies owned by white men trying to make good products to promote our life and promote people and make things better. We are dealing with people who were raised to only think of themselves and the now. It's niggardly. And nobody uses that word properly anymore because nigger is such a bad word. But niggardly is a word that needs to come back into the lexicon, man.
Yeah, because niggardly.
Niggardly. That's when you say it's boomers. It's niggardly. It's only thinking of the moment and only thinking of yourself and in the now. So you don't want to. It's niggardly behavior. That's what I would define it as. It's not caring if you're putting out a good product. You just have to put out X number of products. It's not caring about if you have good workers. You just need X number of workers to fill the spots.
This American First Poster says, report the absorbance. Green text. I don't understand. He doesn't understand reporting the absorbance, Bo. He's got to report the absorbance.
I'm sure the nigger meant abuse, but doesn't understand that word and just kind of let the computer tell him what he meant.
Weird. Like, he couldn't spell abuse? That's rough, man. That's rough. Oh my gosh, I saw there was this copypasta thread about... It was like a Reddit thread. It was like a Reddit post, but it was a Reddit post about this teacher, because there's a bunch of those. There's a non that likes to post those ones. But...
Yeah.
It was about this teacher who was trying to teach the students, and the students were like so stupid and didn't know English to the point where they were like being indoctrinated by their phones and spell check, so they knew how to get to the word. So she's trying to like get the kid to tell like, how do you spell bubble? And so she's like, well, I put B-B-L for bubble, and then it brings it up on the thing. And so that's how you spell bubble. It's like, what? It's like, no, oh, I mean, what? Sound it out, child. No, so the child will start writing like BBL, the letters to get to the word on the spell check. Their brain is fucked up.
Oh,
it's being formed around,
God.
Their brain is being formed around putting the words into the spell check to get the spell check to get to the word that you want. And so that's how they know how to spell the words. It's weird.
That is the most, wow, that's bad. I thought
it's really happening.
Was bad, but this is worse.
It's really happening, and it's because the kids are being trained on the phones really early, and they get that spell check right away, and so they start putting words in, and it kind of like it just trains. They're so young, it trains them in that way.
Wow, I never would have thought of that. I mean, I didn't do that though. I didn't give my kids phones and tablets and shit as toddlers.
Because
like
they shouldn't have them.
That shouldn't happen.
Because they shouldn't have them.
They shouldn't have them. Give them books.
It's
give
dangerous.
Them blocks. They want to fuck around and do things in real life. God.
I really think phones are dangerous to children under a certain age just because it's...
You know, Lou,
you do stuff like that.
You want people to merge with the AI. Well, this is what's happening. That's what that is. That's children merging with the artificial intelligence of the phone.
There is a thought process where maybe it would make you stupider, actually, like because it starts doing everything for you, so you don't have to do any mental brain work anymore. Like, so instead of having to do all the work for math mentally, you just have a chip in your head that basically does all of it for you. So you're cutting out the act of your brain doing the work. So are you smarter or are you stupider?
Well, obviously you're stupider. We're watching a generation of children grow up who have had a phone or a tablet, a computer, access to a computer, an artificial intelligence, a thing propping them up for their entire life. What they call it, Gen Alpha, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
And how stupid are they?
Yeah.
They can't even spell bubble.
Dude, it's weird because a phone really is infinite knowledge. When you get a phone is like giving somebody a little window in to infinite knowledge, because that's what it really kind of is. It's all of human knowledge.
Yeah.
So it's so weird.
In your pocket.
Yeah. It's weird that you'd give that to somebody and it literally saps their knowledge away. It's fucking crazy.
Yes, because instead of accumulating knowledge in your own head, you know that you have all of this knowledge in your pocket. So anytime you need knowledge, you pull it out of your pocket and it's right there for you.
It's crazy.
We're seeing what happens when, I mean, you do say you want the AI. And this is,
I do.
This is what happens when
I
you merge
do.
With the AI. You get people who are incapable of writing the word abuse and recognizing the fucking word abuse because they just put an ABS.
There's always losses in the system. There's always losses in the system. There's always acceptable losses.
Well, I don't think I don't accept that loss. I think that the emergence with the AI is going to be bad for humanity as a whole.
I think it has to happen. I just think it has to happen.
I know it's going to happen. I just think it's going to happen. Of course it's going to happen.
I think we either merge in some way with the AI or have the AI like feed off of us or how we react to things in some way. But we have to somehow be linked to that AI, because if we're not, then we will get that future where there's the fucking robot uprising where they fucking kill us all and just we've got to figure out
what kind of future we're headed towards. Is it going to be Matrix-like, where were there batteries? Is it going to be Terminator-like, where we're at war with them? Is it going to be something else?
Why not all of them, Bo? We can be batteries and at war. We can have it all.
We can be batteries, we can be at war, we can have a symbiotic relationship with them, similar to like the Bajorans. Wasn't it the Bajorans? No. Ah, what? You know that hot chick on Deep Space Nine that had the slug in her? Kira.
I know what you're talking about. Oh my gosh, I know this, man. I know this race of people too. I think it starts with a T.
Trill.
I'm such a nerd. Ha ha. I'm such a fucking nerd. It's a Trill. And I know
it's because we're talking about this.
That probably gives me like tranny points, really. That gives me like tranny points, which is not good, but I knew it was Trill. Okay, cool. That bitch was a man in her past life, a psychopathic killer.
Oh, I know.
That is an ending on one of my episodes.
I had way too many. Yeah, let's not go there. Anyway.
That was great.
Yes, so we can figure out how to be symbiotic like that. Or we can be at war, or we can be their batteries. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a hard relationship. And there are going to be some losses. We're seeing an entire generation of children lost to the AI.
I guess the children are lost to fucking tablets and phones and technology. But that's just going to...
And it's the artificial intelligence of our era. It will get better, and then the children won't be so dumb.
I don't think it's so much that. It's the parents, man. It's the bad parents, and
we abused the technology. We weren't told not to.
I don't think it's, as humanity. No, it's not using the technology properly. It's the parents' fault. So the parents should have kept the phone from the child until the child was a proper age, and then if you give the phone as a tool at a certain point, it helps and aids in development, but if you do it too early, it corrupts it.
I agree, and the parents should be the ones that do that. However, what has happened is schools are giving kindergartners tablets.
Well, yes, and parents are on autopilot, man, and they're just not even.
Parents accept that kindergartners need tablets. Kindergartners don't need tablets.
Parents don't want to put any effort at all into their kids. They want to watch the television. They want to use their computer. They want to play their video games. They want to do anything besides raise the children. Okay, because their sole purpose in life is to raise the children. But they don't want to raise the children. They want to do what they want to do, okay? Because they are children still. That's the fucking problem.
Well, yes, but that's just it. They were raised by parents who did the same with them, so that's what they learned. So, like, my generation, I sat in front of the TV a lot as a kid. How about you? I mean, I ran out and played a lot, but I was in front of the TV.
As soon as I got home, I could not wait to watch Star Trek The Next Generation, okay? Yes. And I learned my morals from that show.
Yes. Same.
That show is where I learned my morals from.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's where they're brainwashing the kids is from all this goop they're sucking up that has no morals and even bad morals. Like the opposite of what they should be.
Exactly, because kids aren't watching... They're not watching shows with good morals with their parents. Everybody's got their own tablet, their own TV, their own computer, and everybody is consuming their own stuff. It's part of what is making everyone so segregated. Because when I was a kid within the same family, you all watched one TV. By the time I was a teenager, a lot of people had their own TVs in their bedroom. And we actually had two TVs by that time. But things change so much. I mean, now every kid has their own tablet or their own phone when they're fucking 5 years old.
Yeah, or younger. Even younger now.
It's insane, but even younger.
They give it to like the baby.
I didn't have my own phone until I moved out. I was 18.
It's nuts, man. It's not right. Whatever. I'm moving on. Canada is never going to recover. This beef is typical beef. I got this linked yesterday and the Leafs wanted me to talk about Leaf things. So here's the Leaf-like things we're going to talk about. Uh-huh. Also, Leafs have a leaf on their disgusting meat. So they mark their meat with Leafs.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. This meat, for those listening, I'm looking at like, it looks like stew meat, but the meat has gone brown, which you could still cook it and eat it. It's just going to be a little meaty.
It looks to me like it's on its sell-by date because it's 30% off, reduced for sale.
It's looking real grim, man. It's going to be real meaty smelling too. I know you're going to open that up and it's going to smell meaty, if you know what I mean.
It does... Okay, I know meat really well. This is all edible. This isn't even that bad. As long as you're spicing it, it's fine.
Yeah.
This is why spices were created. This would actually taste really good with Mexican food.
do you know what dry aged beef is? It's when they purposefully leave it like this so it gets more and more meaty.
Brown. Yes, it gets that meaty flavor. It's the enzymes break it down. You want to cook it that day.
Yeah.
You want to spice it good and cook it that day. Maybe use some acid.
You're going to have E. coli growing on that thing, so you need to char that shit good.
Use some acid. You want to use some acid when you're putting in the marinade. You want to use an acid in the marinade.
They have some chicken that's looking a little rough, but this chicken looks fine. But I would eat this chicken, no problem.
I'd eat that chicken. That's fine. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Ooh, the salami is looking brown. The thing is, like, I feel like how long would this have had to be for this to turn brown? Like, salami never goes bad, man. I mean, it never will go. You could have that hanging for like years.
I was gonna say salami takes a few years to go bad.
Yeah, years.
That stuff is within a couple weeks of its sell-by date.
Yeah,
which means. I wonder if somebody didn't leave that out.
Yeah, that had to get like heat.
No, the other thing it could be is it sometimes if they don't use nitrates in the curing, it makes it brown. If they don't use nitrates in the curing process, it makes it browner. We're used to red.
Yeah,
because
salami should not go bad. Salami should be good for years, man. It's basically like sausage almost.
Salami is the original preserved meat. Salami is something that you can make and preserve, and it should be just fine in the basement for several years.
I mean,
it gets
you could
coated
see,
with the white mold on purpose.
Yeah, you could see the fat in it, the fat content in this thing. It's so acidy and fatty. I don't see how it could fucking go bad.
Yeah,
it'd be
I'm
so hard
guessing
for
it's
it.
Just bad image or...
Yeah.
Or it might be the nitrate-free, like I said.
Yeah.
Because that nitrate-free goes brown and looks bad much faster.
Most $40 for frozen chicken. You got to understand this is Canada, so it's probably double America. So it's probably like $20 for this bag of chicken, which doesn't seem like that bad. I think in America, it'd probably be like $14. Maybe more now because of Bidenomics, but $20 for a bag of chicken don't seem bad.
This is 5 pounds of chicken, $20, Canada. And it could be somewhere in the middle of nowhere, Canada. We don't know. It could be on an island somewhere. $5.
Yeah, and he might be just taking a picture of the highest cost one in the thing.
Exactly. So, because that says chicken breast. Yeah, so that's not bad. $20 for 5 pounds of chicken breast isn't bad at all.
Yeah.
These days, sadly.
I see short ribs. Dude, I've been looking for short ribs all over my area, and I cannot find fucking short ribs. It's infuriating. It's infuriating. And here, there's all this short ribs no one even ate.
That sucks. Short ribs. They also call those... They call them something else.
Raising beef?
Country. They call them country ribs. Country style.
Country ribs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Country style.
They do that here. They say that here, too.
Because I like those. That's good meat. And yeah, these are, once again, 50% off, probably because it's that day.
End of, yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to cook it.
Some of these don't look too bad.
Some like, don't I look could, too you, bad. I'd eat them. A couple of them. Honestly, I'd put them in acid and spice, and it would be just fine if I was hungry.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't think any of this meat's going to hurt you, because they're basically being dry aged. That's what's happening. It's almost like the exact same as dry aging.
There's nothing wrong with this meat. It's cheap. Like I said, if you're worried about it being off tasting, you just spice it.
It'll be off tasting in that it tastes more meaty. And it's weird to say that. And I keep saying that, more meaty. What does that even fucking mean? But you get this weird meat taste. It tastes more meaty.
Yes, this is.
And it's not good sometimes. Sometimes you don't want it to be more meaty. Okay, it gets weird tasting.
Yeah, sometimes it does get weird, and it's just too off. Yeah. And you feed it to the dog because
a lot of people really like the age. Like I'm talking long, like. Hundreds of days aged beef where the beef looks black.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's gross.
Okay,
it's
imagine so how gross. Meaty that is. Imagine how meaty that is. It has to be so meaty.
I know. I have done
no thanks.
I have done dry aged beef. I've done a whole bunch of different things with beef. There is a certain point at which it just starts tasting rotten, and it doesn't matter how much spice you put on
thanks.
It. No thanks.
I'd rather just have a regular. I like prime beef. Just give me a nice cut of prime beef.
21 days aged is just about perfect. That's what you're getting with prime beef. You're getting a 21 aged day.
So good.
21 days aged. It's nice. Yeah. That's
beef
that's
is
typical.
Perfect. That beef tastes delicious and perfect.
It's very good.
And then my grandfather tries to say this other beef is the exact same, and I'm like, what are you? Like, are our taste buds the same? What the hell?
Yeah. No.
Obviously not.
And yeah, they're showing, I see another picture. They've got brown ground beef next to the red stuff. Well, it's just oxidized. It's obviously 30% off. You got to use it today. That's the shit that's on sale. That's what poor people like me grew up eating, because that's all we could afford, damn it. As long
as
some spices on it, it's fine.
We got some Haiti cannibalism. That's nice. Cannibalism. Some delicious human meat. Delicious human meat.
That's about the only thing that I've never tried.
No, never had some long pig.
I have never had long pig. I have had lots of random animals, man. I've eaten iguana. I've had squirrel. I've had raccoon. I've had possum. I've had rattlesnake. I've had alligator, crawdad. I mean, frog, turtle. Turtle was
this
odd.
Is these fucking niggers eating themselves. Disgusting. What
but
animals?
Humans. Yeah, I've never
what
done
animals.
Human. I've had birds. I've had so many different types of birds, but I would never eat a person. I just couldn't imagine. They're doing and they do it for it's not like the thing that gets me about niggers is that they like it.
Yeah.
You know,
they have that weird mouth thing where they eat sand and shit and dirt.
Yeah.
They eat baby powder and crap, which is not a meme. There's literally like they eat talc powder and crap. It's weird.
I know. Some weird, it's so weird.
It's a disease they have.
I don't know. They call it pica. I've heard of it. It's called pica. Yeah. It's something that pregnant women can get. So, and it's because of nutritional deficiencies. You'll start to crave weird things like clay and dirt and what have you.
Yeah.
But niggers just kind of have it.
That has to be like a bit, dude.
They are. It's
that
weird.
Has to be, you know, like when that you're now manually breathing thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like that might be like a thing of that. Like we're going back to our base level of our physiology, where it's when your body is low on vitamins and stuff. It's like you need something. Eat the dirt.
That's exactly what's going on.
When, it's a survival mechanism.
When your body is really low on minerals, your body says, fuck you, let's have some dirt.
Yeah, eat dirt. Get that iron, you fuck. Any way possible. Well, what happened was in the past, that saved someone's life. Let that craving of dirt somehow let them survive.
Because there's, okay, so oddly enough, I've done a, the clay in dirt will actually, it does something for nausea and it does something for indigestion. The actual clay. Actual physical clay does actually do a little bit for nausea and indigestion, oddly. And I forget what mineral your body can actually extract from it, but there's actually minerals your body can extract from it too.
I'm sure iron's in there for sure.
I'm not sure. It would have to be, I'm not sure.
Clay?
Red clay, yeah. Depends on the clay. Mm.
We're gonna close the show out.
Why the fuck are niggers eating niggers though? And why aren't we talking about it more? That's something.
Tastes like chicken.
I've heard it tastes like pork, not chicken.
Yeah, it probably does. Yuck. Yuck. Okay, that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe.
Men will never be women. Women will never be men. Have fun surfing the slide, guys.
Have fun surfing the slide. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Why are we still here? Just to suffer. Every night, I can feel my leg and my arm, even my fingers. The body I've lost. The comrades I've lost won't stop hurting. It's like they're all still there. You feel it too, don't you? I'm gonna make him give back our past.
Weird.